Okay, hey guys, it's Andy Talk, and today we're here to talk about other Asian artists that we enjoy listening to. Obviously, we have an affinity for K-pop, but I think being a part of the K-pop world has introduced us to a lot of other artists, and maybe even some we might not have found otherwise. So we're very appreciative once again to being part of this world so that we could learn about so many other people. What else do we want to say about this?
We like so many Asian artists that we could literally probably go on for hours talking about them. So this is just a very, when
Small
I say very,
percentage.
I mean very small percentage of the artists that we like.
Right. So if we don't mention your favorite non like BTS, GOT7, EXO person, like that doesn't mean we don't like them. It's just we had to kind of narrow it down.
And we tried to pick more
People
like
that you
almost like
might not know about.
yeah, so that way maybe you could give them a listen and you never know, you know. So we also want to do an honorable mention before we do this because he is very popular and that's why we decided not to fully go with him, but we do love him a
But we
lot.
love him so
Yeah, so
much.
we had to put him in here. And that is Jackson Wang, who is also from GOT7. But we just here, you go
Yeah,
ahead.
I mean, I feel like we said this before, like he ends up being in pretty much every episode in our podcast at some point. We talk about Jackson. We loved him in GOT7. We love the independent artist that he's becoming. I mentioned while we were talking that I really admire his musical talents, but also his skill in the industry and his like he has a very business savvy sense to him, and he's able to capitalize upon opportunities that are helping to propel him into more mainstream spotlight. And we were saying he gets a lot of or at least recently he's been getting a lot of like spokesperson contracts. So we're seeing him in like ads, and it's like super fancy stuff. Like
Super amazing, yes.
I think he got Tiffany. I can't remember for sure, but I mean, he's just impressing us with so many things. He has his Team Wang apparel line.
Of course, he's still with GOT7. He's still like promoting with them, which you
Right, it's
know.
like he dropped them, which is also very admirable. He wasn't like, okay, guys,
Like,
peace.
bye,
Yeah.
yeah.
So anyway, so we obviously love Jackson. Okay, so talk about your first one.
First one. So my first artist is like the group name is DPR, and they're like an artist group that like some of them are responsible for the beats of songs, some of them are responsible for the videography, some of them are responsible for the vocals of their songs. Like, it's just so many different artists coming together to basically create what they like to call like experiences by watching and listening to their music. And so I want to play a little bit of one of my favorite so far what I've discovered, my favorite song by them. So yeah,
And
let's
the
play.
artist that's in this group that does this song, what's his name?
Well, the one who sings it, his name is DPR Ian,
Okay.
otherwise known as Christian Wu.
Okay. Okay, so if you guys didn't catch it on our TikTok, we have a new segment that we're doing where we say the top five songs that we're feeling for the week, and this was one of your picks for last week.
Yes. So I'll be very brief with this, but how I first got introduced to them was I was just on YouTube one day and like there was this video in my recommended that was like DPR like shows kids their music video or something, or kids react to DPR's music video. And so DPR like sat down with kids and like they showed them their music video, and like just watching that video, it made me like it just hit me so hard, like I cried while watching it, and it's just because I think that their message as artists and the reason why they make this art like is just so beautiful. And 'cause there's so many people who just do this for fame or who just do it for money, and like their reasons for creating art are just amazing to me. And so I highly recommend them if you're like super into like beautiful visuals and just super like artistic, like kind of different music. Like it's just super amazing. So
good. Yeah. Okay. So my first one is Jessie. Jessie is a Korean American rapper from New Jersey. Yes. She has a lot of attitude. She's super tough. She doesn't take crap from anybody.
Which I love.
But at the same time,
She's super
she's
soft.
super soft and sensitive and vulnerable. And I guess that's what makes her.
Yeah.
She recently signed to Psy's label. So she's there with Hyuna
Hey,
and
Dawn, what's going on? Just kidding.
Yeah, and she just came out with that song. She collabs with people all the time. She's been on Korean reality shows.
On Pretty Rap Star.
I think one of my favorite things is when she goes wedding dress shopping. Not that
Oh
she was
yeah,
getting married, but
yeah,
just.
like with her mom and her dad,
Yeah.
like just for a reality show like thing. So yeah.
So I really like her because I feel like she has really been a success. Like, and it's not easy to be who she is. You know,
Yeah,
it's not.
especially in their culture, 'cause it's super like I'd say Korean culture especially like is more on the conservative side, and she's very much like what they would call like Americanized. And so it's really I'm sure that she has gotten a lot of criticism for just being her, which is super sad,
But I think
but
that's what I respect is she
she's
stayed
still
true
her,
to
yeah,
herself.
even
She,
though.
yeah. So shout out to Jessie. We really like her.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, should I play something from her?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so the song is called Nunu Nana, and I actually really like it because it reminds me of like in Korea, what they call like an older sister,
Yeah, Nuna.
a nuna.
Yeah, she I think it's like
A
I'm
play
at
on that.
Nuna. Yeah,
Yeah,
like
so, but I feel like, I don't know. It's like a shout out. It's a shout out
it's cool.
to like older sister crushes
Yeah.
everywhere. Okay. Okay. And I feel like Jessie is like at a very good age right now where she can kind of date older guys, she
She can
can date
date
younger
younger
guys,
guys.
she can be that Nuna for like
She can
all
be.
these young guys right now.
Oh
So,
my
okay. All right, who's
gosh.
your next one?
My next one is CL. Oh my goodness. So I first found her like when I first kind of got into K-pop, and like her ex group 2NE1 were the queens of K-pop. Like her, like they're from the Queens and Kings, so Big Bang and 2NE1, both from YG, like the Queens and Kings of K-pop. And I started listening to her solo music, and like recently she came out with a song called Five Star, and I don't know what about the song. And guess what? In the music
And
video, and
guess what? And guess what, guys?
one of the guys, Christian Wu, DPR Ian, so from DPR, he basically like co-stars in her music video for Five Star too, which was another reason why I got more into her recently. But this song just makes me so happy, and so I just really like her overall. And I'll kind of talk about her personality after I play you guys.
Okay, so the name of the song is what?
Five Star
And I just want to say, for the record, the music video.
is so amazing.
It's
Please go
amazing.
watch it.
It's
It'll
amazing.
make you feel amazing. Okay.
Great song.
Oh my gosh.
I think we hear this at least once every day.
Yes. I probably, oh my god. I don't even know how many times I've
listened to it. And this is another video that appeared on your TikTok list.
Yes. So CL is, reminds me of Jessie quite a bit. Like, mm-hmm. she's a very independent, like, she doesn't take crap, like, kind of, you know, girl. Like, and she's also, I would say, a bit more Americanized. So she's also gotten a lot of criticism, especially because she's, like, a little thicker. So she's had, like, a lot of criticism about her body, and, like, her past with YG wasn't so great. And it was just, like, you know, she's been through a lot. And so I just really appreciate her as, like, a person and how she's stayed true to herself. And she's, like, as far as I know, like, she seems a lot happier now, like, doing her own thing and stuff. So I just really like her, but, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think in this video, you get a sense of her again, kind of showing herself, like,
yeah, like she, being loving
your, yeah, well, and even yeah. like her style is very original.
I love her style. Mm-hmm. I have so much inspiration from her in so many ways, so
okay. Yeah, cool. So what's another one that I picked? Oh, Jungha.
Boom.
So
guys,
I did not know about this artist until Aaliyah played one of her songs, and I was like,
oh,
she's amazing. She's, like, the whole package.
She's so good, guys.
Like, she's oh my God. Extremely talented. She can sing. She can dance. She owns her own style, which is obviously, like, a resounding theme for us. We like people who do that. So I'm going to play you one of her songs. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so the song that I'm going to play for you is called Play. it's very upbeat. Again, the video...
Visuals?
I
amazing.
Mean, it's,
100 and
all of her thousands. Videos are so good. Oh, and one thing I wanted to mention about her is she lived in Texas, in Dallas, mm-hmm. for 8 years. So she speaks fluent English. Oh, God, I feel like her English name, like, she went by Annie, because I think she's
oh, really?
Kim Jung-ha. I'm not sure. So oh, I think okay. her English name might have been, like, Annie Kim or something. But I'm pretty sure it was Annie. But I think that again, works to her benefit because she can kind of play both sides of the music market,
yeah.
you know, and kind because of float now, between.
And, like, how you just said, like, we're Americans, so to have, like, people from America, like, you know what I mean?
That's yeah, so we're, cool. She's from America, she became, like, a Korean artist, and, like, her music is just crossing borders.
Yep.
It's so ironic because it kind of, like, came full circle back to America and, like, it's appealing to us. And that's the other thing is, like, I still don't get why people are like, yeah, but it's not in English. And I'm like,
but
are you kidding me?
It's not even, like, okay, so the only thing that's different is basically understanding the words, but you can understand the vibe of music, so you don't really have to know the words. You, just by watching the video, you kind of know what it's about.
Yeah.
And, like, her singing, you can tell how good of a singer she
right.
is. Right. Like,
and, I mean, like, if you have to have English,
they
all
translation.
Throw. Yeah, well, and they throw English words in there, like, if you
all
have
time.
To have it. Jeez. Yeah. Okay, so here's the song.
Whoa.
Okay,
I
mean, we could, we're song. Like, I guess we better stop it. Such a good song. She's an amazing performer, and she's super tiny, too.
She's so tiny. She's as small as us. It's so great. We're tiny.
Okay.
Can I say something about her? So, in my opinion, her dances, like, as a dancer, I'm not too sure, like, because I've kind of been trained a little bit, but they're some of my favorite dances to learn. Mm. Anytime I'm like, oh, man, I really want to learn, like, a dance or just practice choreography, I'm like, just go to Jungha. I'm like, that's it. Like, like Snapping and Play and Stay the Night. Oh my gosh, they're all like, if you really want to watch like a really good K-pop dancer, she's to me one of the best K-pop dancers. So
Yeah,
she's really
she's really good.
insane.
Okay, your turn.
Oh dang, okay. I don't even know where I put my phone. Okay, so my next artist, his name is Jay, and he's from the group Day6, which is a K-pop rock group. And
They're really cool though
they're
because
amazing.
they play their own
Yeah.
instruments and stuff.
And I really admire that. And so the reason why I chose Jay specifically is because like he's starting to make his own solo music. And obviously he's been making it for a little while now, but I really enjoy it. So like I wanna play a little bit of it and then I'll talk about him. Okay, this is the song. Let me talk about him a little bit. So, to me, like when I first got into Day6, like he was like the funny one of the group. Like he speaks fluent English. Like he's like the walking meme kind of thing. And I didn't really like then one time I remember I saw like a video that was like he's not just like funny and like that he's like super touchy, like he's just a really good guy. And so like I think that when he made this like his individual music, like it really helped me like connect with him like emotionally, especially 'cause I see him as like mostly just a funny guy. And so
You
like
found out like
this,
he was deeper than
yeah,
what you thought.
exactly. And of course like I haven't really been following them as much in the last year as I used to, but I don't know, there's something especially about this song that I was just like, oh my God, like he's so talented. Like he's so amazing. Like, and I just think these songs especially like deserve a lot more attention. And like, I love artists like that, that I'm like, wow, like this is so amazing. Like, I don't know, it was just super cool. And like, I don't know, he's just super awesome too. So I just find him so talented. So your next person.
Let me see.
Want to.
Yes, you have. Okay.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure you
Oh.
have. So my next one is Jhené Aiko. She I think she's like maybe part Japanese. But I really, really like her music. Like I have liked her music maybe even longer than I've liked BTS.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like it's very R&B. And when I think about her, I think she's like the one that like you know how I say when I need to be confident, I try to like channel my inner Rihanna or whatever.
Yes.
So I really feel like Jhené Aiko is kind of like the inner me. Like the me at my core that I really don't really show to anybody, but if I stripped away all the BS in my life, like the fact that I have to work and that I have to
That you
be
have to, yeah.
normal and like I would end up being hurt if you took
Yeah.
that all away. Okay, wait, that said, like I just want to say how sad it is that I feel like I can't just be that. Do you know what
Yeah.
I mean?
I mean, that's always been a really big problem, I feel like, because it's like there's a system, and if you don't follow it, then you're made to fail, you know? Which is sad, but that's a whole different
Yeah, that's a whole other podcast.
discussion.
Okay, so I'm gonna play some of her music. Okay, so here's her song called Blue Dream.
Make me notice where the ocean was holding the sky. I was blinded, your smile shining behind those green eyes. The hurt I simply say you'll be mine. Don't wake me up, cause I'm in love with all that you are. You make me see the truth in things I think that you are.
So that's all. I mean, all her songs are amazing. I really like her. She also has a daughter. Yes, yes, and I'm pretty sure it's like just the two of them, so I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, so again, like another reason why I feel like I identify with her. But if you haven't listened to her, like,
I had never listened to her before right now.
Oh, so really?
I don't, maybe, and like what you play music, but
she's a beautiful woman. Oh, like, I was stunning.
Just looking at, like, when you were scrolling past, I was like, oh my god. Mm-hmm. I was like, dang. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
I have to get into her guess.
Okay. So I have two more after this that I'm going to lump together. So I don't know if you want to do one more.
I have one more, okay. Yeah. Oh, dang. I kind of have two more.
Okay, I'll just...
We'll I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry, guys. There's too many. Okay. So the first one that I'm going to do is Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is the first, like... kind of different artist that I got into, like, in the K-pop industry. I'm not quite sure how I found him at all. I think, frankly, I was just letting my music play, and, like, one of his, I think it was a performance of his on, like, it's called Colors, I think it is, like, where singers, like, you know, sing their song live, popped up, and I was like, whoa, who is this? Or something similar to that. I love his fashion. He has a big influence on my fashion. He has a big influence on, if like, when I start making music, like, how I want to make it. And he also reminds me a lot of DPR, because they're not K-pop idols. They're K-pop artists. Like, they're very much in control of, like, what they do, you know what I mean? And to me, Dean's music and things just is a bit more on the darker side a lot of the time, and it's... I don't know, there's something super special about it to me. And so, let me play one of his songs. So this song is called Bonnie Clyde by Dean. Okay, that's all you get. You have to go look up the song. but I don't really know much about him personally. So I do need to do more research on him himself, but I don't know. His music is so amazing. Like, and he's just an amazing artist, and he's very much himself, like, oh my gosh, it's just super crazy. You know, and he's super creative.
Like, now that we're listening to this, mm-hmm. like, I see another video that says Dean, a live performance of this song at uh-huh. KCON. I really want to watch that when we're done
with this. I know. That
looks, like, I really want to see that.
Oh, so there was, I don't know where he performed it, and I kind of just saw a clip of it. And I think he did a Starry Night themed performance. So the Ooh. Whole background was a Starry Night, and he was like, almost like a apartment complex kind of thing, and he was like in it, like singing with the stars.
Oh, I would watch that yeah. too. Okay.
It's super pretty. So
okay, so really quick, my next two are gonna be really fast, and I'm gonna lump two artists together, and they're classical artists. And I really love classical music. Like, I used to play classical music. It has a special place in my heart. But the two Asian artists are Ling Ling and Yo-Yo Ma. So Ling Ling is a world-renowned pianist. So he plays the piano. He's absolutely amazing. Like, it would be such an honor to see either one of these artists. They're both extremely talented. Yo-Yo Ma is again, world-renowned cellist. And the instrument that I played was the viola. And for anybody who knows or doesn't know, it's the same strings as the cello. So I always feel very bonded with the cello. Mm-hmm. And we read the same music clef and that sort of thing. So I just love the cello. It's a beautiful instrument. Like if you hear one live, you can actually feel the vibrations of it, like
Yeah.
in your chest, and it's
Ooh,
so
that's cool.
soothing. And to watch somebody play the cello, I feel is it's very enthralling. Like you kind of, it's very zen, and you're very taken by it. And one thing that I really love about both of these artists is they're also very philanthropic, meaning that they donate a lot of their time and money and talent to benefit others. And that's
Oh,
also
yeah.
very important to me. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna try and do this fast for you guys. So, this is one of the more popular artists on our list, especially right now. And that is Taemin from SHINee. I really like SHINee, but I'm just
But
gonna
he's
keep
not
it to
just from.
Taemin.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Oh, he's also from Super
He's also
M.
from Super
I
M.
love Super M too. We saw him in concert, if you didn't know. So, oh my god, just seeing. Okay, I'm sorry, I remembered seeing Taemin and I was like, whoa. But. So he, the reason, the biggest reason why I love him is because he manages to balance masculinity and femininity very well. And I think that that's super amazing. Like, and people who really influenced that were like Prince and Michael Jackson. Like, and I just think that artists like that are super great. And he's also like a very conserved, like, artist. Like, he's not super duper out there even as a person. And I don't know, there's just something about that. Like, I even told you one time, I was like, I want to be more like Taemin. I was like, he's just so calm and like he knows what he acts like he knows what he's doing. Like, it's super awesome. And I look up to him a lot as, you know, as another artist and
And
dancer. Oh my God, he's a
I
dancer,
think
man.
what shocks me is he's so powerful when he performs, but when he's just hanging out, he's so quiet and unassuming.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's just super cool. So let me play one of his songs.
Oh my God.
I pulled up this song, it's just oh
Wow.
my
What a way to end this podcast. This song is
God.
amazing. If you guys don't listen to any other song after this list, please at least listen to this song.
It's super
It is
amazing.
so moving.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we let you hear the beat
Did
drop
I not
in.
know it was in Japanese? It's in
I guess not.
Japanese.
Yeah. So really quick before we
Wow.
end, I really have to mention that he's one of the also one of the best dancers in K-pop. He is like even like his technique is amazing. Like he's just super amazing. And like one of his most famous songs, which I'm sure most of you guys have heard it, is Move. And the dance of that is super popular because it takes so much body control. And he's just such an amazing artist. Like he's really transitioned from that K-pop idol into an artist. And I really appreciate him as a person. And like I look up to him a lot. So if you really want like an artist that you're like, whoa. He's super cool. He also like has done a performance with the choreographer to this song. It's super amazing. Watch like any of his performances and you'll just be wowed. So oh my gosh, I could talk about every one of these
I
artists for
think Taemin
forever.
was a big draw for us to go to LA to see Super
Oh
M.
yeah, for sure. Taemin and Ten. Oh my God.
Yeah, we were like, we could actually see them in person. Like, that's unreal to us because they seem like mythical
They
creatures, you
do.
know? Like, no, they're not real. And that's how I felt when the first time I
Saw
saw BTS in
BTS.
person. I was like, oh my
Especially
gosh.
Tate. Oh, we could talk about that
Okay.
another time, but.
Anyways, we're 30 minutes into our podcast.
Oh
This
my
might be
God.
the absolute
Longest
longest episode
podcast.
that we've ever done.
But I think we're just so passionate about it that we're like, gods do. Anyways, I hope that you guys can take away a new artist, a new song, a new. I don't know, maybe just outlook on maybe trying another
You know what I
artist.
think I might do? I might make like a SoundCloud or Spotify profile for
Oh,
us
that we could just
that
put
we could
like
put the list
songs
of
on.
these songs so that if you guys want to check them out, they're just all there ready for you to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of our K-pop family. We love you guys so much. Please keep a happy heart. Stay in touch with music. Stay in touch with anything that you love because that love resonates out into the world, and I guarantee you it makes it a better
And
place.
we need lots of love right now with everything going on, so.
So take care of yourself, and we'll see you next time.
Bye bye.
Bye.